This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are big supporters of Lifeline WA. You can be too by checking out the Synergy Christmas Lights Trail. Find out more at lightstrail.com.au.
Just a beautiful story now to start off the day, Lise.
Yep.
Tim Wilson.
Oh.
He's popped the question.
He has popped the question, of course. Today in the House of Reps, the gay marriage bill, the same-sex marriage bill, the human rights equal rights bill.
Quite simply, isn't it?
Has gone. And a gay Liberal MP, Tim Wilson, kicked off the same-sex marriage bill debate with a proposal to his partner, Ryan Bolger, who was sitting in the public gallery today.
It's beautiful,
isn't it? Do you want to have a listen?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Let's have a listen.
Let's have a listen.
And with the indulgence of the Speaker, the person I have to thank most is my partner, Ryan. You've had to tolerate more than most because you had to put up with me. This, trust me, this debate has been the soundtrack to our relationship. We both know this issue isn't the reason we got involved in politics. Give us tax reform any day. But in my first speech, I defined our bond by the ring that sits on both of our left hands. That they are the answer to the questions we cannot ask. So there's only one thing left to do. Ryan Patrick Bolger, will you marry me? We'll chuck that in the memoirs and Hansard.
Should let Hansard note to record that that was a yes. It was the only yes. Congratulations.
Thank you, Speaker.
Oh, well, I love that bit from the Speaker of the House asking Hansard to record the yes. There's no going back now. So that's how it started. Now more than 100 MPs are listed to speak on the bill this week, which will take up to 21 sitting hours or in normal speak, probably about 2 days to get through. In fact, Labor has offered to extend sitting hours late into the night or cut speeches back to 10 minutes to speed up the process.
Good luck to them doing that. But you know what? I mean, just listening to that audio, Lise, doesn't it just put a smile on your face?
Totally puts a smile on my face. You know? Puts a smile. I watched that this morning too. It definitely put a smile on Ryan's face because he had asked him years ago to marry him. They got engaged with a view to one day we will be able to do it. And, now they can. But the amendments will be considered during this next couple of days. That could take another 2 days and then the final vote will be held. These guys have just 4 sitting days, politicians, guys and girls, have 4 days, sitting days to finalise the bill if it needs to be sent back to the Senate this year.
Hopefully
so
it doesn't.
Please don't muck around. No dilly-dallying. Let's just get this thing on the road.
Now, work perks, Lise, on 1333 53.
Everyone loves a good work perk. That's what we're going to talk about. And this one has the best of them all. On this, what, by the way, is in America, National Kitten Day, something I think we should adopt here.
Aww.
I'll kick it off. I'll get a kitten on the way home. No, I'm not allowed. But officers are hosting petting zoos to reduce employee stress. Petting zoos!
Like full-on proper petting zoos.
Not like Hollywood, but, actual animals, small, fluffy, tiny ones. The smaller, the fluffier, the better.
Animals make the environment less stressy. Alan Beck, director
absolutely.
Of the Center of the Animal-Human Bond at Purdue University, tells the Washington Post, when you talk to another person, your blood pressure goes up. Oh, yeah, been there. Mm. When you talk to animals, it goes down.
And so does your voice goes up, though. Animals make everything less stressy. Look at why we have Bring Your Dog to Work Day and things like that.
Yeah, that's right. We have that here.
Yeah.
And the dogs run around. They run amok. They pee wherever they want to. Captain Paul brings Bella in every day.
She's the work mascot.
She is.
But yeah, a petting zoo. Little fluffy bunnies. Little duck.
What else would be in there?
Little chicks.
Little chicks would be in there. Probably baby goats. They might bring a few baby goats. Maybe some lambs.
That would be beautiful. Oh, a lamb.
Yeah. Can you imagine a lamb running around in here?
Gorgeous.
Hey, we want to know, 1333 53, we want to know about your work perks. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be, a full-blown petting zoo.
No.
Not necessarily talking about animals here or anything like that. Or that may be the case. It might be what you want to go with. But it could be anything. Blow us away with your work perk. It's a nice little thumbs up to the guys
Make
who run your
jealous.
Workplace too. office petting zoos are becoming all the rage these days.
Becoming a thing.
They're becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. Like proper petting zoos. Like we're talking bunny rabbits and lambs and
the whole
chicks.
Kitten petting caboodle.
We got Mel in South Perth. Tell us about your work perk.
I work in a catering company, and at the end of the night, we get all the amazing food.
Oh, now what are we talking here? Take us through some of the amazing food.
Oh, well, my personal favourite would be like these little chicken macadamia tender things that they do.
Oh, God.
Yum.
Absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing.
All right.
That is, yeah, that's a ripper. That's a good one to start us off with. Joanne in Kelmscott, tell us back your work perk.
Hey, yeah, well, I work in a mental health house.
Yes.
And I bring my greyhound with me to work.
Oh,
I've got permission and it's good for me and it's good for them. They absolutely adore her.
Yes.
And one of the guys who I worked with for over 6 months never remembers my name, but he knows the dog's name.
Of course.
It's good.
And they're such beautiful, gentle dogs, greyhounds. They would be, I think we should have one here.
They make the best therapy dogs. They really do. I mean, I walk into the lounge and they're all lying on the lounges, including the dog watching TV. That's, snoring their heads off.
But all the greyhounds.
All the research out there suggests that it's such a good thing. You just mentioned, it doesn't remember your name but remembers the dog name. It should just be a thing.
And this is it. I agree. I think every house, disability or mental health, need to have an animal of some kind.
And greyhounds.
I had a visiting kitten a few weeks ago, and oh my God.
Oh, greyhounds often need rehousing, so I mean, it's a win-win-win situation.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm going to try and talk my bosses into fostering a greyhound for our house.
Me too.
Yes.
Hello,
everyone.
Hey. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
See ya.
Hey, last one here from Eileen in Ellenbrook. You're a teacher, so you got some pretty good work perks, eh?
So I'm not sure I can top bringing my greyhound to work. but we are coming up to the end of the year and there are 29 gorgeous little people in my class, so I am looking at raking in a few extra Christmas presents.
So what year are they?
Better than apples too, by the way.
I've got year fours. And they are an absolutely gorgeous class and they're very, very thoughtful children. So even the ones that don't bring in a present at the end of the year, and they're not obligated to at all.
No.
But if they've got 2 minutes and a piece of paper, they can whip up an impressive Christmas card on the fly. So they are absolutely gorgeous little people. And it's a fantastic perk and it really makes you feel like you've done a really good job for them at the end of the year, and I've received some incredible presents. I've only been teaching for 2 years, but I've just received the most gorgeous, heartfelt presents from some of my kids.
Oh,
so I'd say it's
beautiful.
A definite plus of the job.
That's gorgeous.
Well,
wow.
Have a Merry Christmas with your class.
I will. Thank you very much.
Bye, Eileen.
Bye.
Oh, that's such a nice story.
I know. I quit.
My niece is a primary school teacher, and she tells stories like that. It just makes you feel all warm and goozy.
Wow, what a beautiful time of the year. Now, let's talk turkey.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
No, I like to talk turkey, but I don't want to know how many calories are in it.
So
not before Christmas.
We're going to be talking about the Christmas blowout, okay?
Yeah.
We've gotten a hold of some information today that reveals exactly how much exercise you need to do to burn off your Christmas dinner.
Mm.
All right, here we go. Okay. The average person will be eating as many as 5,240 calories, or what I like to call a casual Tuesday, on Christmas Day.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That is a lot of calories.
What is that, the whole turkey?
Well, let's go through some of these. That's starters. Oh. So starters, you're looking at around about 496 calories.
What?
Yeah, they're working on things like maybe some smoked salmon, some buttered toast, horseradish.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that you'll have to do to burn that off would be run for an hour, cycle for 10 miles.
No, I don't run.
Swim for 1 hour and 15 minutes.
If you see me running, you probably should run too because I'm probably being chased.
No, stand there and watch. It's good fun. dinner.
Yes.
So four slices of turkey is 404 kilocalories.
Okay.
Three roast potatoes.
Oh, I don't know if I need three.
Oh, pigs in blankets. Oh, God.
What is it, the whole pig or something? I mean, 5,240 calories. What is a pig in a blanket?
It's a sausage wrapped in, isn't it a little sausage wrapped in bacon? It's a little sausage.
How is
that? It is. It's pig wrapped in pig.
How does that say?
That sounds like heaven.
How does that say Christmas?
Well, because 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 bacon makes people happy and we're meant to be happy on Christmas.
All right.
So to burn all that off, right, you jog for 4 miles every day for a week.
Well, I don't need the sprouts.
Play 4 footy matches.
You can keep the carrots as
well. Hit the gym for 4 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay.
What about desserts?
Well, you know I don't like mince pies or Christmas pudding, so...
How can you not like mince pies? Mince pies are glorious.
Dead flies.
Full
of dead flies. I don't like Christmas pudding either, but I do like the custard and the branded butter. I'm a Pavlova girl on Christmas Day.
Literally just going to sit there with a glass of brandy butter and custard.
I could do that. Match.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Actually, we had Pavlova, because we had our Corelli Christmas get-together over the weekend.
Yeah.
And there was Pavlova there.
Oh, how come you didn't bring in leftovers?
Because ate them all.
Oh.
Mm. I will go through, I don't think 5,240 calories is enough on Christmas Day for my family.
What will Christmas Day be like for you?
Well, we start breakfast with the Corelli clan, and there's probably got to be 6,000 calories there. Because you're talking
just
things
breakfast.
Maybe not that much, but it'll be breakfast, then there'll be lunch at the in-laws, and then we go to Nonna's for dinner.
Yeah.
So we're probably talking closer to maybe 10,000 calories over the course of the day.
Oh, my God.
Because lunch is pretty big. Dinner will be lasagna. It'll be bacala, which is salted cod. It'll be a whole heap of other stuff, including barbecue chicken. Cannolis. There'll be cannolis there, I'd say, for the dessert part and stuff like that. So we'll get through it.
What time?
Yeah.
Shall I be there?
I'll pick you up on the way.
Okay.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are big supporters of Lifeline WA. You can be too by checking out the Synergy Christmas Lights Trail. Find out more at lightstrail.com.au.